Welcome to another amazing episode of the Path to Podcast Success with your host, audience building and fear-crushing podcast expert, Evan Bradley Johnson. Every single week, Evan has powerful conversations with successful entrepreneurs and business owners, revealing the podcast strategies they use to grow their subscribers and sales, and how you can use your podcast to finally get to that next level. Now, turn on your mic and let's start down the path to podcast success.
Okay, welcome everyone to another very exciting episode of Path to Podcast Success. I have a guest here with me today that I think is going to be a really, really cool addition to the podcast. I think we're in for a pretty fun conversation. Michal, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Of course, I very much appreciate you being here. So I like to start off in the same place with all my guests, and that is by making sure that everyone listening is on the same page and they have the context they need to get the most they can out of this conversation. So for those people, go ahead and tell us, what is it that you do?
Well, the simplest description of what I do is I'm a life and business coach. To be specific, because, I know we need to be specific in a coaching industry right now. I specialize in so-called old-fashioned life coaching. What I do is, I take all the areas of my client's life and I make them work together the way they should. There is a lot of coaches that they specialize in, for example, relationships. It is important part of it. And for example, I don't mind if someone is working alongside with the relationship coach while he or she works with me, because I'm the one who's just connecting the dots and puts everything together. It's simply like, you're building a house and you have different teams doing different stuff throughout the world, the whole time when they build the house. And of course, when you don't have foundation, you don't invite the people who are going to fit the windows, because foundations are not there just yet. And you need someone who's supervising everything and makes that everything is being done the right time, right moment, in the right order. So I'm this kind of person in terms of coaching, of personal and professional development. Well, so throughout this, I work mainly with people who are under high stress pressure. Because, obviously the stress comes from something. It's not always work, because we tend to blame work and put all the stress on work. It's everything together. If it's too much work, there is something missing. And I need to discover what's missing and how to put everything together. So, yes, I do call myself a stress management coach. I call myself executive coach. I call myself transition coach, whatever is needed in a specific moment. But if I was going to describe it just one way, I'd say life coaching.
Right. Okay. And how long have you been coaching for?
With coaching, because it's a not everywhere it's registered profession, it's kind of difficult to say how long exactly. What I can say for sure is that I got officially qualified in 2011, so it's just over 11 years this year.
Nice. Okay. And that's pretty exciting. You do a lot of different things in the world of coaching. I'd love to hear it. oftentimes, as coaches and leaders, we teach what we most need to learn, right? Is that something that is true for you? Did you yourself find yourself struggling in the past with the things that you help other people with now?
Well, if I think back right now, I don't know, possibly yes. Possibly yes, because I was always looking for my thing to do. I was all over the places. I was trying to be present everywhere, to be active everywhere, to do everything. But I never found this one thing that I want to specialize in. And that's basically what I do now. I make sure that there is a balance everywhere, and there is not a single discipline takes over. I give you an example. I have my degree in sports. I have master's in sports, and theoretically we can say I know a lot about how human body works and how athletes react for training. I know a lot of things about different disciplines and how to train them on the, well, let's say basic and intermediate level. But I was never professional athlete because I never had the one discipline that I was in love with, that was what I really wanted to do. I was just doing a little bit of everything, and that kept me happy along the line. So I decided that somehow that's something that I'm good at, and that's something that I can pass on, teach people, help them to find balance that, I had a little bit too much of. So, yes, that will be the long answer for a simple question, I would say.
No, I understand. I understand. We all feel certain things in different ways, and what's most important is that you have the expertise you have, and you can help the people that you can help, you know, in a high level, which I think is incredible. So another question that I always like to ask is this. Now, on my podcast, I'm a huge fan of actionable advice, right? I hate it when I see people who read, you know, a book a week or listen to how many hours of podcasts a day, but they don't actually do anything those books or podcasts tell them to do, right? And because the only way that you can really make a change is if you take action. So let's say someone is interested in the work that you're doing and in the coaching that you're doing. What would be one piece of actionable advice you would give to that person that they could take and apply into their lives today?
It all depends on the person, of course, and what the current need of this person is. But there is actually very old, very well-known exercise that's called a Wheel of Life. I don't know if you've seen this one. That's the one that you have a wheel, and you divide it into 8 pieces, and each one is like pizza. Each one has a scale from 0 to 10, and to each of the pieces you assign different area of your life, and then you answer a simple question: how satisfied you are in a scale 0 to 10 in this specific area of life. And this exercise is actually very simple, very old. It used to be very common. Everyone was doing it. And probably that's why people stop appreciating this this exercise, because that's something that technically shows you how is your life at general. The idea of it is that if you have a certain areas of life really satisfying, really high, and certain very low, the wheel is not going to roll. And your life is not going to roll. You're not going to be happy. You're not going to be moving forward, because it's just a part of your life that works and or doesn't. Let's say you have a great career, you have great money, but you have no friends, no family. Well, you don't have leisure time where you can enjoy all those money that you have. And technically, we can say that person like that is successful. And it happens a lot when I work with executives, for example. They are very busy, very successful people. And they even have some leisure time within the work environment. But usually the family part, the friends, family, that's the areas that, well, they left behind. And they feel some kind of emptiness. So they run away into working, and as they work even more, they miss it even more, because, well, being busier at work takes you away from possibility at all to build a family and build a lasting friendship. So yes, that will be the first and the most important exercise that I would recommend everyone to do.
Right. That's amazing. I love it. I mean, I think that's some really powerful advice that people can really take and run with, you know? I really appreciate that. Michal, I think we could probably talk about all of this for hours, but I want to make sure I respect your time and the time of our listeners. So I want to thank you for coming on the podcast today and sharing these powerful insights into your work and sharing the actionable advice that people can take and run with and apply into their lives today. If people are interested in you and in the work that you're doing and they want to learn more about it, where can they find out more about you online?
Well, first of all, thank you very much again for having me and for letting me to share these informations. Well, the best place to look for me is LinkedIn. And although I do have other social media as well, the place where I'm really active, responsive, and where I log in every day and where I work basically is LinkedIn. So yes, please find me on LinkedIn. If you just type in your name, well, you'll easily find me there. And well, just mention that you've heard the podcast, and well, I'll be more than happy to connect, and well, maybe who knows, to do some business with you.
Right. Perfect. Well, I encourage everyone to check all of that out. Connect with Michal on social media, on LinkedIn. And Michal, again, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and being such an incredible guest today.
Thank you very much, Evan.
Thank you for listening to this episode and for supporting the Path to Podcast Success Show. If you haven't already, please leave us a 5-star rating and a written review, letting us know what you think of the show so we can bring you the most value we can from these expert podcasters. Your support helps us reach more people looking to step up their podcast game so that they can continue to grow their brand and spread their message. So, again, thank you for listening to this episode of The Path to Podcast Success, and we'll see you in the next episode.